joined the student fight back to end education cuts and austerity as the new academic term begins. Students at schools, college, and universities around the country face a year of important struggles. Here two young people comment on some of the difficulties facing working class students. Alice Murray, school student. There are many things that anger students in the current economic crisis. However, more recent betrayals have really hit home for this generation. Cuts to education have affected us dramatically. For instance, the range of subjects have become extremely limited. Vocational subjects that allow students who don't excel academically to gain useful skills have been cut. One of the reasons for this is that teachers are being made redundant. Many of my peers have been told that they are unable to pursue their interests in child development, health and social care and performing arts, all because of vicious cuts. Now schools are gradually becoming academies. They are transforming into businesses discriminating against the poor. Even the food is now extortionate. Another aspect of the government's attacks that directly affects our generation is exam grade boundaries. The increase of these makes it almost impossible to achieve good grades. This becomes a class issue when privately educated students are privileged with small classes, well-paid qualified teachers and better equipment. This means they achieve high grades, bringing up school averages, and therefore grade boundaries, keeping the working class out of university and well-paid jobs. These are only a few of the many attacks that especially target the younger generations in the struggle posed by the Tory government's austerity.